What's going on, everybody? This is Kinetic Podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Josh Combs. And today we're going to start something a little bit different. Each month, we have an episode where we have two speakers that come on the podcast and they share their passion, they share their burden for kids ministry, and we're going to keep that going. But today we're going to start something called 5-Minute Friday, and this is going to be a couple times a month, and this is going to be a chance where just on the run, on the go, you can listen to this podcast and you can get a short snippet of kid men training, of kid men inspiration, I'd like to call it. So I hope you enjoy it, and without further ado, this is your first 5-Minute Friday. Today I want to talk to you about three questions that every children's minister needs to ask themselves. The first question is why? Why am I in children's ministry? Now, this might seem like an obvious question, or maybe it has an obvious answer, but this is a question that we should always be asking ourselves on a regular basis, because I believe if we have the why, if we know what our why is, that's what is going to help us when times are tough. That's what's going to help us when we're feeling discouraged. Maybe we just had a kids' church where we just feel like we didn't connect with our students, where we felt like everything just didn't go well, and it was just crazy, and we got out and we're chaotic, and we're asking ourselves, why am I in kids' ministry? Why am I not in youth ministry? And I know we've all had those days. We have all had those Sundays, and there's times where it can seem frustrating, and it can seem just very discouraging. But if we know our why, if we know why we're in children's ministry, that's what's going to help us. That's what's going to help us stay focused. Now, this why needs to be something that we find ourselves, that we find in fasting and praying, and that we seek after God for, and say, God, why am I in kids ministry? Give me my personal why. Give me my personal why identity. Give me my personal reason that I'm here serving week in and week out. Now, for me, I know personally my why is to see children saved. So no matter what's going on that week, no matter how bad of a week it might be, no matter what I'm doing, if I'm preparing snack, if I'm teaching a lesson, if I'm giving a kid a high five when he comes through the church doors, if I'm visiting a family on a weeknight, whatever it is, I'm doing it to see kids saved. And above all that, no matter what I'm feeling like that week, no matter what I'm going through, I'm going to stick with it because my why is to see children saved. So you have to know your why. Question number two is who? Who are your children? Who are your students? Now, again, this seems like an obvious question, but this is something that we need to know, especially if you have a larger kids ministry, a larger kids program. Know who your kids are. Know what their names are. The most important word to a kid is their name. And so know who they are. But not only that, know what it is they listen to, what it is that influences them. Pay attention to what kind of shirts they wear, or what kind of superheroes they talk about, or what kind of TV shows they talk about. Know who they are. Know what makes them tick. Know what makes them excited. Know what intrigues them. Know what is their interest. Because these things not only helps us connect to them, but it helps us teach them better. If we know who they are, if we know what kids are into and what our specific kids are into and what our specific children that we're teaching and every week, if we know what they're into and what intrigues them, then that's going to help us be more effective in teaching. So know who they are. Number three, the last and final question is where? Where are your kids spiritually? Where are your students at spiritually? We need to know exactly where they are in their walk with God. Now, this is going to vary maybe with each kid. It's going to vary with each kid's ministry. But this is also, too, a question that we need to find, just like in the first question, we need to find between us and God and say, God, Lord, give me sensitivity. Give me a spiritual sense of knowing where my kids are, knowing where they are. That way, when I teach every Sunday, when I minister to them, I'm not just reading off of an outline. I'm not just reading off of a curriculum, but I'm speaking to where they are specifically in their lives and what it is they need from the Word of God. So if we know where they are, and if we know where they are spiritually, we're going to know what they need. We're going to know what it is that they need on a weekly basis to help them grow in the relationship with Christ. So to recap, number one, we need to know why. Why are we in kids ministry? Why are we doing what we're doing today? Number two, who? Who are our kids? Let's take the time to find out. Take the time to spend time with them outside of the four walls of the church. Take time to really get to know who they are. Don't just minister to them, but get to know them. Number three is where. Where are they spiritually? Where are our kids at spiritually? And this comes in prayer. This comes in seeking out to say, God, give me a sensitivity in the Holy Ghost. Give me a sensitivity in the Spirit to know where they are spiritually. I hope that you have enjoyed this week's 5-Minute Friday. Keep doing what you're doing and keep reaching kids for Christ.